Have you ever stood on a ramp and watched an airplane that doesn't need a runway at all? One that can trade a strip of concrete for a stretch of open water and think nothing of it? That's where we're starting today. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and you're listening to ATs, the show where we take the headlines crossing the wires and tell you what they actually mean for the person in the left seat. Today, we've got a story out of Florida that reaches back to one of the most beloved names in aviation history and points it squarely at the future. Catalina Aircraft is planting a flag in Vero Beach, and here's what you need to know. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk about Catalina. According to reporting from AVWeb, Catalina Aircraft has announced plans to establish a dedicated engineering center in Vero Beach, Florida. The purpose of that facility is specific. It will support the development of the company's clean sheet amphibious aircraft, a design being built to the Federal Aviation Administration's Part 25 certification standard. Let me unpack that, because there are two words in there that carry a lot of weight. Clean sheet and Part 25 first the name. Catalina! If that word makes the hair on your arm stand up, you already know why. The original PBY Catalina, built by Consolidated Aircraft in the 1930s and 40s, is one of the great flying boats of all time. A twin-engine parasol wing amphibian that patrolled the oceans in the Second World War, hunted submarines, rescued downed airmen, and flew search patterns that lasted the better part of a day. Slow, yes. Ungainly on the ramp? Maybe. But that airplane went places nothing else could go, and it brought people home. So when a company chooses to call itself Catalina and says it's building an amphibious aircraft, it is invoking a legend. That's a bold thing to do. It sets expectations, and the company clearly knows that. But here's the part that matters. This is not a restoration. This is not a warbird operation keeping old airframes flying, and we love the outfits that do that. This is something different. This is a clean sheet design. Clean sheet is one of the most expensive phrases in all of aviation. Let me tell you what it really means. When an engineer says clean sheet, they mean they are starting with a blank page, not modifying an existing airframe, not hanging new engines on an old design, not stretching a fuselage that already has a type certificate. They are designing the aircraft from the ground up, every frame, every spar, every system from the first line drawn. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, because clean sheet is where dreams go to meet arithmetic. The history of aviation is littered with beautiful clean sheet designs that never made it to a certificate. Not because the airplane was bad, but because the money ran out before the paperwork was done. Certification is a marathon, and a clean sheet program is the longest possible version of that marathon. Which brings us to the second phrase, Part 25. Now, most of you listening fly aircraft certified under Part 23. That's the standard for normal, utility, acrobatic, and commuter category airplanes. Your Cessna 172, your Piper Cherokee, your Cirrus, your Beechcraft Bonanza. Part 23 is the rulebook for the light end of the fleet. And even that is a serious undertaking to certify against. Part 25 is a different animal entirely. Part 25 is the airworthiness standard for transport category airplanes. That's the rulebook the Boeing 737 lives under. The Airbus A320, the big regional jets. Part 25 is written for airliners. So when Catalina says it is building a clean sheet amphibian to the Part 25 standard, they are not talking about a light sport airplane you'd taxi off a lake on a Saturday. They are talking about a large, capable, commercially serious aircraft, a transport category flying boat. That is an ambitious combination, and honestly, it's a rare one. The world does not have many transport category amphibians in production. This is a thin part of the market, and it has been thin for a long time. Why does that matter to you, the listener? Stay with me, because this affects you if you fly anywhere that water is the runway. Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, the lake country of Minnesota and Canada, the islands off both coasts, the places where the nearest paved strip is a long way from where people actually need to go. An amphibious aircraft doesn't ask for infrastructure. It brings its own. And a large, modern transport category amphibian could open up cargo routes, passenger routes, and access to remote communities that fixed runways simply cannot serve economically. Think about it. There are thousands of places on this planet with water but no runway. A capable amphibian turns every one of those into a potential destination. Now let's talk about the actual news, which is the engineering center itself. Because the announcement here is not that the airplane exists. The airplane does not exist yet. The announcement is that Catalina is standing up the machine that builds the airplane, and that's worth understanding. An engineering center is where a clean sheet program lives or dies. It's where the aerodynamicist, the structures people, the systems engineers, the certification specialists, and the test planning teams all sit down in one place and turn a concept into thousands upon thousands of drawings, analyses, and test articles. Establishing that center is a signal. It says the company is moving from the idea phase into the doing phase. It's a commitment of real capital to real people in a real building. And the location tells you something too. Vero Beach, Florida. Vero Beach is not a random dot on the map. It is one of the deep aviation towns in this country. Piper Aircraft has been building airplanes in Vero Beach for decades. That means the local labor pool is full of people who know how to design, build, and certify airplanes. Aerospace engineers, composite technicians, certification professionals, quality inspectors. When you plant an engineering center in a town like that, you're tapping into a workforce that already speaks the language. You're not training people from scratch, you're hiring from a community that has done this before. That's a smart move, and it tells you the company is thinking seriously about execution, not just vision. So here's where I want to put on the honest broker hat for a moment, and I'll flag this clearly as my read on the situation, not reporting. A clean sheet, Part 25 amphibian is one of the hardest programs you can attempt in civil aviation. You're combining three difficult things at once. Clean sheet design, which is hard, transport category certification, which is long and expensive, and amphibious operation, which adds corrosion, water loads, hull design, and a whole category of testing that land plane programs never have to think about. Each of those alone has ended programs. Putting all three together is a genuine mountain. That is not a knock on Catalina. It's context. When you hear about a new aircraft program, the exciting part is the concept art and the mission. The real story is always in the years between the announcement and the type certificate. Standing up an engineering center is exactly the kind of unglamorous foundational step that separates a company that intends to actually build something from a company that intends to make announcements. So this is a good sign. It's the right kind of news. It's just the beginning of the road, not the end. What should you do about this one? Honestly, nothing, and that's okay. Not every headline demands an action from you. Some headlines are simply worth watching. This is one of them. If you're someone who dreams about floats and hulls and landing where there's no runway, keep an eye on this program. Watch for the first flight. Watch for the certification milestones. Those are the moments that will tell you whether the legend gets a second life. And let me connect this to a bigger trend, because it's not happening in isolation. We are living through a genuinely interesting moment in aircraft design. For a couple of decades, the story in general aviation was mostly about refining what we already had. New avionics in old airframes, better engines on proven designs. But lately, we're seeing a wave of companies willing to start with a blank page again. New propulsion ideas, new mission profiles, new willingness to attempt the hard, expensive clean sheet path. Catalina's amphibian is part of that broader current. Whether or not this specific airplane crosses the finish line, the fact that serious money is flowing back into clean sheet design work is healthy for all of us who love this industry. Because every airplane you fly today started as somebody's blank sheet of paper and somebody's willingness to bet years of their life on filling it in. Let me bring it back to that PBY for a second before we close. The original Catalina earned its name the hard way. It flew the ocean rescue missions. It found the survivors in the water. It carried the reputation of an airplane you could count on when the situation was bad and the nearest runway was hundreds of miles away. That's a heavy legacy to pick up. If this new company can build a modern airplane worthy of that name, an airplane that once again goes where the runways aren't, then aviation is better for the attempt. I hope they make it. I really do. That's the story out of Vero Beach. My thanks to the team at AVWeb, whose reporting is where this one came from, and who do the steady work of covering the industry so the rest of us can stay current. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com whenever you want it. Keep watching this one. The best stories in aviation are the ones that start with an empty page. This is Tower, wishing you calm water and a rising step. I'll see you on the next one.